have to be able to run our southern border.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
She knew what she was doing when she left you hanging there.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wiscountry 105.5.
Shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but what? Champion of the world.
This Sunday night showdown in prime time, featuring the Wisconsin Rapid River Kings and the Hudson Havoc at the Southwood County Recreation Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. We have a great showdown tonight. Two teams that are at the top of their division. The Hudson Havoc are number one, sitting at 57 points. And the River Kings are just below that with 48 points. If they win tonight, they are tied for second against the Minnesota Squatch, who arguably are the best in the division. But, you know, I think the River Kings have a great bounce back. I think their perseverance leads them. What do you think, Henry?
Yeah, I think that the River Kings are a very competitive team, and they're always going out to play hard and going out to win games, so they have a real good shot here.
Here's the opening face-off. Won by the River Kings. Deep by SJ LeCompte. Over to Jackson Schaefer of the Hudson Havoc, and is knocked into the Hudson bench. We'll get an ozone draw for the River Kings. Jackson Schaefer, who played last year for the Pro Bowl Predators, was a key component on that team. Face off here. Won by Hudson. Joel Texmo gets down there in the corner. And we are out. Hudson with speed down the right wall. Antoine Bonin with the hit. Picked up by the River Kings. Net front. Oh, just missed by Hudson. Shot from the point from Schaefer. Down deep. Hudson picks it up. Gets it on net. Picked off by Texmo. Chip to the neutral zone. Just picked off by Hudson. Hudson down in. 2-on-2. Shot on net. Gone wide just by Jude Ailing. Back down low in the River Kings zone. Antoine Bonin pushed in. He moves it up the half wall. Big wall battle here. Picked up by Bryson behind the River Kings net. Chip, and it hits the net. Very even start here from both teams.
Yeah, I think one thing that we can expect to see here for this game is a very big physical battle. These are two very big, tough teams, and they're going to want to get in each other's faces here.
Oh, yeah.
Big size. Face-off won by Joel Texmo of the River Kings. DDD moved to Doobie. Chip into the neutral zone. And picked up by Jensen. Battle in the neutral zone. Moved up. Jake Bryson comes around the speed. One of the fastest players on the River Kings knocked down. Pass over to LeCompte in the corner. Hit hard by Jensen. Jensen picks it up. Curls back. Hit hard by Bryson. Moved up. 1T from Champ. Oh, just missed wide. Big slapper from him. Oh. Picked up by Sharks. And just missed wide. Oh. And a chip, and it hits the net from Carter Miller of the Havoc. Pretty even start. A lot of speed coming from both teams, but I think that Jake Bryson is easily one of the fastest skaters in all of the USP.
His ability to accelerate is immense.
Very well.
Face-off won by the River Kings. Champ Osham picks it, drops it to Whitehead, who chips it all the way up into the neutral zone, 50-50 puck, and picked up by Whitehead, who skates and dumps it down deep. We'll have a no icing call. Picked up by Laviska of Hudson. Battle behind the net, and the whistle is blown. And he got stuck in that plastic part around the back of the net. Good pressure being put on from the River Kings. And Xander Wilharm, who played the first half of the season as a defenseman, has been moved up to a center of all places in the past couple games. I think his skill set translates pretty much anywhere on the ice. He's a very fast, you know, small, skilled forward. Picked up by Laviska of Hudson, chipped. And chipped down low by the Havoc. Beauchamp picks it up, gives it to Whitehead. Cooper goes to pick it up, dumped back down deep. Beauchamp picks it up, goes for the chip up the wall. It's picked up by Hudson in the neutral zone. Dished over to Jensen. who gives a stretch pass to Dahl. We have 3-on-2 here with back checkers from the River Kings. Drop pass. Big move. Picked up by Hudson below the net. And Wilharm decides to chip it up all the way into the neutral zone. Picked up by Jensen, who's coming in with speed with numbers. Shot on net. Big save by Jude. Rebound and a block by Chausse.
A great save there by Ayling.
Mia. Oh, right in the armpit of Jude Ayling.
And that's gloved down very easily by Jude Ayling. His ability to stay on the angle throughout the play is very great. He's an excellent goaltender. And we're going to get a face-off here in the River Kings zone.
We got David Chemie at the center. Face-off. One on the half wall. Chemie comes with speed, chips it to the neutral zone. Picked off by Burke of the Havoc. Comes on the right wing, shoots. Big save by Jude. Jude came in on Friday versus the Mullets. He was originally the backup, but he came in for about, I'd say, 85% of that game and stuck with it all the way. Face-off here. Won by Chemie. Back to Chaus. D to Hill. Up to Upton. He decides to try to stretch pass with Atkins and results in an icing against the River Kings.
And I think we're going to see a lot of that here, is a lot of stretch passes through the neutral zone. Both of these teams are very fast, so they're going to be trying to chip it in ahead of the other team's defense. And we're going to see a lot of rushes. That's how it's been, very back and forth so far.
D-zone draw here by Chemie again. And a win from the Havoc. Dumped in from the point. Chemie picks it up behind the net. Whiffed on by Chemie. He decides to chip it up to Upton, who gains the red line. 1-on-4 with Upton. And he decides to chip it. And a forecheck here. Picked up by Schaefer in the corner, who is hit hard by Upton. Behind the net to Miller. Chip up off the glass. Picked up by Chaus. And we have a hand pass. And we're going to have, weirdly, on the neutral zone side of the River Kings, a face-off. I'd expect it to be on the Havoc side, because that's where the puck was when it was blown, when the whistle was blown. But anyways, win by the Havoc, gain the red line, dump it down deep. Picked up by Bonin. He looks, chip up the wall to Schweitzer, and it just gets past him. 50-50 puck, and it is chipped back into the zone by Lawlin. Oh. Big win here by Hogan McNeish. He tries to get it past, and a chip back into the neutral zone from the Havoc. Duvall scans the ice, tries to give a pass, intercepted by Jensen, and we are back in the River Kings zone. Duby picks it up, tries to get it up to Bagnol, but is picked off. Bonin goes, picks up the puck, and it is intercepted by Luxford. Duby scans the ice, and a good tip in by Schweitzer, hits a skate, and is back in the neutral zone. 360 backhand pass by Dahl, and it just goes wide. Hudson controls it in the corner, behind the net by Dahl. Hogan goes to work. Down low. Dahl works it behind the net. Big physical win from Dubel. To the net. Oh, just missed wide. Bagnol goes to challenge up. And a shot, and we are out of the zone. Four players change from the River Kings. And it chips back into the River Kings zone. Picked up by Whitehead. Scans for help. Picked up by Bryslin. And we're going to see some speed here. Good defensive play by Schaefer in the neutral zone. And it is chipped back into the Hudson zone. They control, scan. Little mishap there. SJ LeCompte picks it into the red line, gets it deep. Johnson, the starting goalie for the Hudson, picks it up behind the net. Good clean breakout. Oh, hits a skate. And we are in the red. And it is picked up by Beauchamp behind the net. Over to Whitehead. He scans, looks for it. Center pass to Texmo. Gains the red line. Decides to dump it. Forecheck here by Bryson. Jensen picks it up. Crossover to the winger. And it is a stretch pass. Just missed. Hill decides to slap shot against the boards. Bryson comes with speed. He tries to get one. Myers picks it up. Tries the drop pass. Just missed. And is poked out by Schaus. Esch de la Comp scans. Tries sauce pass to Texmo. Big hit by Texmo. Lawlin tries, stops behind the net. Passes up to the winger, Myers. And he chips it into neutral ice. Eshte dumps it deep and decided to hit the beer stand in the corner there.
And that's going to get knocked out of play.
Oh, yeah.
But you just see a lot of back and forth. I mean, it's very even so far here. Neither side can really break through. There's only four shots on goal for Hudson and no shots from the River Kings so far, but they're inching closer with every shift.
Center ice draw. Lost one. One by Patterson over to Schaefer, and it's chipped in. A big hit by Luke Hill. We'll have a penalty here.
And that's going to be a penalty hit from behind.
Now, arguably, I didn't see it. Maybe his head hit the boards, or was it just straight numbers, as it's called?
Yeah. And we're going to get to see the fantastic River Kings penalty kill. It's been excellent all year.
Oh, yeah, especially with big guys like Bonin and Beauchamp. You know, 6'4-plus guys with lots of length and with those long sticks, they're able to cover so much ice. Here's the play call. Just 2 minutes. Checking from behind. Only 2 minutes. Good thing. We have a D-zone draw for the River Kings. 50-50. One by Hudson. Back into the corner. Hudson have a very aggressive power play. They just try to get it into the offensive zone as quickly as they can. But they'll have to retreat here. Jackson Schaefer stops behind the net. He looks, scans, waits for the swing. Picked up by Miller. Miller comes down the left hand, crosses ice over the blue line into the corner. And he decides to skate it back up. Worked behind the net. Miller goes down to pick it off. Meets Beauchamp. It is given to Wilhelm. Wilhelm decides to send it down in a high stick. Hopefully. And Hudson decides to touch it and give the River Kings the ozone draw on the penalty kill. Now.
And a good job killing here so far from the River Kings. Hudson hasn't been able to sustain any offensive pressure, which is just what you want to see. You want to keep icing it down the rink here. And
they had a 4-on-2 opportunity, but they decided to throw it at the blue line just as they were entering. Face-off one by Hudson. Schaefer behind the net decides to scan, wait for it, pressured by Wilhelm. Decides to drop it off to Jensen. Jensen cross ice, back to Schaefer. Schaefer throws it up to Laviska. Picked off by Dubel, neutral ice. Given back to Schaus, tries to kill off some time and dumped all the way down back into the Hudson zone. Schaefer picks it up behind the net. Decides to skate it. Good move on Tudic. Some head fakes all the way down the right side at the dot. Stops. Throws it in front of the net. Off of Dubel, skating back into the corner. Laviska picks it up in the left corner. Jensen walks on the blue line. Back down to Laviska. Throws it to nobody, and Tudic is here. Wilhelm joins him on a 2-on-2 with two Hudson back checkers. Shot on net and poked wide by Johnson. Wilhelm puts it behind the Hudson net in the corner. Tudic pressures. Laviska picks it up, decides to throw it back down to Schaefer. Schaefer skates it up. Waits for his curlers. Skates it up. Throws it over. Shot on net. Tipped wide. Rebound. Oh, good save by Ayling. Dubel picks it up. Oh, big hit on Gruda. McNeish picks it up. And we have 5-on-5 hockey again here. Hogan, forechecks, picks it up behind the net. Oh, and just whiffs on it. Good hit by Gruda in the corner. Bagnol picks it up. Shot from Whitehead, just wide. Beauchamp, one tease. tipped wide by Gruda's skate. Bagnell picks it up in the corner, gives it to, oh, just tipped wide out of the zone. Whitehead comes back in the D zone, picks it up, pressured. Now you don't see this from Hudson, giving them time on 5-on-5 hockey. Throws it back over to Beauchamp. Beauchamp decides to chip it up the wall and just out. Oh, we will have a D zone draw on the River Kings. No change here. They're tired, but they'll still get the job done. Good save by Aigling there off the rebound. He's able to control those rebounds so well.
Yeah, it's a really good shot. Really good opportunity for Hudson, but Aigling is just confident, calm, and able to put it into the corner there, which is what you need in tough games like this one.
Face off here in the D-zone, won by Tomek, up to Johnson. And the speed of McNeish, he picks it up. The right rim wall, 3-on-2 with a backchecker to the net. And it is swallowed up by Johnson. Good save. McNeish goes for that pad pass there. He had two guys driving the net.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the defense was able to get a stick on that. I think McNeish was aiming for the lower left pad to try and get a rebound out of that one. You'll see that often on odd man rushes where they're trying to force it.
Faceoff win by Havoc behind the net. Clean breakout to the center. Big hit by Atkins in neutral ice. Dumped down low by Myers behind the net. Bonin will meet it in the corner. Quick chip up to Atkins off his skate. And dumped back in. Picked off by Upton. Back to Bonin. And he decides to skate it. He gains the red. Makes one move, two moves, and dumps it into the zone. Jensen will meet it behind the net. He decides to come skate it up. He gains the red, dumps it down low, and he will beat them to the puck. He throws it in front. Good poke check by Hill. Bouncing puck and caught by Aylin. Jensen, arguably one of the best players on the Havoc team. Such a quick and elusive defenseman, I would say. I definitely think he got a null call up earlier, and he was up there for a short time before being brought back down to the Havoc. D-zone win from the River Kings. Chouse wheels the net, throws it back up. Kick to the center by Atkins. It is picked off. Hill meets it, chips it up. Longen meets it. Chemi comes through. Upton comes through. Upton on the right wall. Shoots it and just wide. Chouse will pick it up at the blue line. Wheels and shoots, blocked. And we'll have a one-on-one. Sharks with Hill, and good defense by Hill, and good back check by Chemi. Hill chips it behind the net. Chouse picked up. He gives it up to Upton. Upton makes a move. He gains the red. He gains the blue. He tries to give it off to Atkins. Atkins will chip it down low and work behind the net. Out front, Tuditz shot! And what a save by Johnson. Tuditz with a grade A scoring opportunity. I think he had 10 more feet. He could have walked in a little bit more, but Tuditz has a great shot.
Yeah. And an excellent pass there from Owen Atkins to center that puck.
Owen Atkins, easily the grittiest player on the River Kings. He just has such a mean demeanor to him. Ozone faceoff for the River Kings. One by Havoc over to Schaefer. Schaefer decides to dump it behind the net. Wilharm will go to work forechecking. Skate it out. Over to the right wing, Havoc dumps it down low on Aigling. Chipped behind the net. Three River Kings behind the net. And they will battle for it. This is where games are won. Battles on the boards. Champ. Beauchamp will take it, pokes it back up to the Havoc D. Blocked. Tuts gives it to Cooper. We have a three on three. Over to Wilharm, and he just pokes it wide. Chip in the neutral zone by Havoc. Just gets past Beauchamp. Beauchamp will battle into the corner. With Dahl. Slap shot from the blue line. Good glove save. Now, Henry, is it easier for goalies to save pucks from way far out or just way close in?
Well, being able to see the puck, especially from a distance, it's going to be a lot easier to glove that down as you're able to react to that.
Yeah. No screen on that shot for Aigling. Hudson wins the faceoff behind the net. Tomek, he decides to rim it back up to the deep. Shot on net, tipped, and into the left corner. Dubal will go pick it up. Give it up to Bryson. Bryson centering pass picked off. And a tripping call will come for the River Kings. Saved and stick down by Bonin.
We're going to see a second power play for Hudson here. No power play so far for the River Kings. 7 minutes and 14 seconds left to go in the first period here. We're going to have three shots for the River Kings and 10 shots for Hudson. Still 0-0 here.
Change of defense for the River Kings. Face-off win, but stopped by Schaefer on the blue line. He decides to walk with it, given to the right side. Shot, gloved down by Ayling. Good save.
And that's some excellent rebound control there. I'm not sure if that one was on the ice. I believe he used his stick to put that into his glove and just stop play. It's always good to stop plays on power play, as you're going to give your teammates a break here.
D-zone draw for the River Kings. Texmo loses it over to Schaefer. Schaefer walks the line again over. Back to Schaefer. Shot from the point. Hits a body in front. Texmo goes to pick it up in the corner, and he will shoot it all the way down the ice. Stopped by Johnson, and he leaves it for Schaefer. Schaefer stops behind the net. Picked up by Luxford. Luxford gives it to Dahl, and a missed pass. And will be picked up by LeCompton as he tries to kill as much time as he can. And he'll rip it all the way down the ice. That might hit the net. Oh, barely hits the glass down there. Schaefer scans the ice. This is such an elusive defenseman. Give it cross ice to Dual. Over. Drop pass to Luxford. And he will rim it all the way to Miller. Miller gives it back to Schaefer. Schaefer walks. Decides to dish it. Get it back. Oh, Miller just missed that pass. Scans the ice. Bounce pass up to Schaefer, and he'll get out of the zone. And we will have another regroup for this Hudson power play. Schaefer scans the ice, decides to shoot it off by Knoll. Grade A scoring chance for McNeish as he walks it. Drop pass to, just missed to Anthony Bagnoli. And a 2-on-2 back. Jensen down the right-hand wall. Shot and good block by Lucas Whitehead. Lucas will then rim the puck all the way back down for another regroup on the Hudson power play. Scan the ice. Jensen picks it up. Jensen coming with speed. Decides to dish it. Lavisca dishes it. Just picked off. And here comes Bryson with speed back out of the box. He decides to forecheck. DD pass over to Jensen. Picked off. Eshe LeCompte in front of the net. Decides to dish it to Schweitzer. Shoots and just blocked by Lawlin. Lawlin. Whitey rims it. 1T from Champ. Shoots and just wide.
And that's one of the best parts of number 22, Xavier Beauchamp's game, is his slap shot. He's 6'5", and his ability to send the puck is unbelievable.
I think he's been using the same CCM stick all season, and it's yet to break, which is a big surprise. Ozone draw for the River Kings. Joel Texmo takes it, and he will win it over to Bryson. Quick shot, blocked it by bodies in front of the net. Whitehead will pick it up top of the circle. Decides to go down the wall with it. Good moves by Whitehead. He picks it up in the left-hand corner. To get pressured. And turn it over. Oh, picked up by Bryson. Bryson, backhand pass over to Eshte, right in front of the net. And Vickrey will pick it up. Schaefer decides to chip it up to Shark. And Dole Texwell coming back in with numbers. He scans. Stick handles in the left-hand corner. Shot, just off a stick in front of the net from a Hudson defenseman. Eshe LeCompte decides to go to work behind the net. Picked up by Joel Texmo right in front of the net. Shot! Oh, and a good save by Johnson. You know, the River Kings may have less shots than the Havoc at this point, but I definitely feel like those shots are much higher quality. We had Tudich's shot right in the slot. And with good cycle work, Joel Texman was able to pick it up wide open right in front of the Havoc net. Ozone draw for the River Kings. Chermitex takes it and wins it up to Atkins. Atkins decides to dish it to Dubal. Dubal decides to chip it back in. Upton will meet him in the left-hand corner. Good physical work by Upton. Chemi picks it up. Off the half wall. Chipped up. Picked off by Bonin at the blue line. Back down to Upton. Upton hit. Atkins picks it up in the slot. And another good save by Johnson. Now, Johnson is a smaller goaltender. But what makes smaller goaltenders good, Henry?
Well, they're just so quick. I mean, you'll see that from these smaller goalies is that they can move very, very fast, and their ability to stay with the puck and stay on angles is very good.
He might not be a Ben Bishop, but he can still make passes. Clean breakout from Havoc. They decide to chip it into neutral ice. Chemi goes to pick it up. He scans. Throws it back up the wall to Whitey. Whitey chips it up to Atkins. It gets just past him. Jensen decides to throw it down into the River King zone. Chemi gives it away on the half wall. But good defense by Beauchamp to pick it back up. Beauchamp chips it out off Lawlin's hand and into the River Kings bench. And we will have a neutral zone face-off. Now, Sunday night is football night. And the Chiefs beat the Ravens earlier today. So congratulations to all you Taylor Swift fans out there. Neutral zone face-off lost. Picked up by Luxford. He decides to throw it back on net, tipped by Chemi, and picked up by Beauchamp in the left corner. Picked up by Duell. Lawlin picks it up at the blue line. Shot tipped. Oh, just high. Luxford picks it up on the right-hand half wall. Battle for it. Atkins gets in there. Oh, a throw down by Whitehead. WWE night. Picked up by Dan Upton. I think it hit the net there in the River Kings D zone. We might have a call here. Oh, Luxford is just complaining to the refs.
Yeah, a couple of shoves from Whitehead. This River Kings team is very physical. They love to get into your face, and Hudson is very elusive, so they want to get away from that.
Dizon draw, one cleanly by Hudson. Chouse picks it up in the left-hand corner. Chipped out into the neutral zone by a Hudson stick, and Wilharm on the forecheck. Picked up by Schaefer, thrown behind the net. D to D. Centering chip. Wilharm picks it up in front of the net. Oh, just clear. Coop and Wilharm behind the net. All the way rim back up to Chausse. Chausse looks. Decides to throw it back down. Nothing to the net. Coop picks it up on the half hole. Throws it to the other side. Tuts picks it up. Chip up to Hill. Shoots. Oh, and missed just right of the net. Chausse picks it up. Decides to throw it on net. Blocked. And there's a call here on Hudson. No, the ref isn't going to give us. We missed something, or Wilharm just out here getting calls, and Jackson Schaefer will be in the bench. The call will be hit from behind. And we will have our first River Kings power play of the night. The power play definitely didn't disappoint yesterday with a 9-2 win against the Minnesota Mullets. So we will see. We have Antoine Bonin on that right side with the 1T right there. Shot by Bonin, hits a Hudson D-man in front, and it is thrown down the ice. Ukil will decide to pick it up with a forechecker. Miller forechecks. Hill fakes him out. Left side to Bonin, just missed, and it will be picked up by Tadic. And the neutral zone dropped back to Texmo, down back to Tadic. Texmo in front. Tadic is knocked down by Asher Page of Hudson. Over to Hill. Over to Bonin. 1T's just tipped. Tutich will work it in the right-hand corner. No help there. And it will be thrown back down by Hudson. Forward change by the Havoc. Tomek comes down. Left side to Bryson. Just missed, and it will be thrown and hit out. Hit out of the River Kings D zone. We'll have another neutral zone face-off here.
Yeah, and we're seeing the River Kings are just trying to work around that puck and get that puck over to Antoine Bonin, who has an excellent 1T. But the Hudson are defending it very well.
Neutral zone face-off here. won by Hudson again. And Tomic. Jensen will decide to big wind up there, but it barely gets out, stopped by Chouse. Chouse picked up by Bryslin just at the top of the circle of the River Kings D zone. Over back to Chouse. Chouse will wait for his support over to Bryslin on the left-hand wall. Sauces it up into nowhere. Picked up by Tomic. Slap shot from out of the zone, and it will hit the net behind Ayling. Now, Henry, is there an advantage to being a shorter goalie? Do you see through bodies in front of the net better, or is it just about quickness?
Well, you definitely have that quickness aspect, but you can find more angles, I feel, than some taller goalies, for sure.
Picked up in the neutral zone by Bryslin. He decides to skate up the wall, dump it down deep. Hand down by Lawlin. Lawlin hits him behind the net. Atkins will pick it up behind the net. Back up to Chouse. Chouse will walk, scan. Looks for Bryslin on the right-hand half wall. Shot by Bryslin. Oh, the rebound came to Atkins, but he didn't get all of it on. Picked up by Chouse behind the River Kings net. He will wheel with it. He will scan. Power play almost over for the River Kings. Dump down low. No icing call. Johnson plays it behind the net. Over to Lawlin. And Lawlin will decide to ice it. And that is an icing call.
Yeah, we're going to see an offensive faceoff here for the River Kings with 7.5 seconds left in the period. And you wonder, can they make something happen here?
Little late first period magic, hopefully, for the River Kings. But Johnson is playing some lockdown goaltending right now.
He's getting some good help. The last clear was by number 26, John Vicroy.
One by Texmo. Shot from Hill, blocked wide. Texmo gets it behind the net, tries to get it out front. Shot from Esh de la Comte, but what a save by Johnson. I thought that went in. 1 second here. Going to need some Tyler Toffoli type magic to get something in, but I think this will be the end of the period.
Yeah,
good defense from both sides, though, no? Good goaltending. Ayling and Johnson both with lockdown goaltendings from both nets, but we will take you to the first intermission. Some pushing and shoving from Tuttich and Jensen behind the Havoc net. I don't think any penalties will be assessed. That will take us to the first intermission. What are your thoughts on the first period here, Henry?
I thought it was a pretty even battle. A lot of the shots are coming on power plays for both teams, and other than that, it's just who can get through the neutral zone without getting passes picked off, and just trying to create opportunities, create space on both sides. But a very even matchup here so far.
I agree. Both teams run a 2-1-2-4 check, so if you can get that puck behind the first layer, you're gone and you're golden. That's why we see so many cross-ice passes in the neutral zone. But so many, not odd man rushes, but a lot of good fast break chances for both teams. 2-on-2, 3-on-2, you know, we will be doing just well. Well, that will take us to the first intermission as teams are clearing out here. Now, for NFL fans and Detroit Lions fans, it's a good day. They're up 21-10 on the San Francisco 49ers there at the Lehigh Arena or the Levi Jeans Stadium there in San Francisco. So 24-10, excuse me. So, well, that will take us to the first intermission. And a penalty has been assessed on Havoc. Jensen, he must have been bad-mouthing the ref there. So that'll take us to the first intermission. And the marching band will play us out. And we will see you in the second period.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
rundown place. There ain't no view, but there's lots of space in my heart. The heart that you own. I paid the rent, paid right on time. Baby, I pay you every single dime for my heart. The heart that you own. Property. Now I paid daily on what once was mine. Lord, I probably owe you for these tears that I cried. 'Cause I pay rent on a rundown place. There ain't no view, but there's lots of space in my heart. The heart that you own. There's lots of space in my heart, the heart that you own, yeah, my heart, the heart that you own.
Here's one from the B-side, Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
I should have known better when I saw her wedding ring. After getting off the phone with him, then hitting on me, after many afternoons, sir, I fell in love with her. Then she cheated on me too, but she's been cheating on me. And she's been cheating on us. Well, buddy, I feel your pain. Even though we've never met, the way that she makes love, even the whiskey can't get her out of your head. After many afternoons, sir, I fell in love with her. Then she cheated on me too, but she's been cheating on you, and she's been cheating on us.
Hey, bartender, Yeah, stiff drink. That'll render the pain she's caused me, son. And the next old boy you see with her, give him a little advice from me. Tell him he better run. If I only had your number, I'd talk to you and not the bartender. I'd come over and give you a hug. She's been cheating on you, and she's been cheating on us. She's been cheating on you, and she's been cheating on us.
Hi, folks, this is Paulette Carlson from Highway 101. And you're listening to Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Darling, were you listening when I called you late last night? Or did the sleep get in your eyes? Did it blind me from your sight? Hard for you to speak. And did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? And did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? Did she like my satin sheets? And did you sing her to sleep? And my pillow that she slept on, did it bring her sweet dream? Did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? The pillow that you made for me, it was soft with feather down. And the headboard, it came from an old house that was bound to be torn down. And the songs you always sang to me,
Legends 24/7 with Joe Bonzel of the Oak Ridge Boys.
The one thing we have never been able to plan to do is to slow down or stop. That's our legacy. I was talking to my wife just this morning about we're looking at the future and, you know, retirement things and money things and all. And I said, well, boy, I just pray to God that I'm still singing like my partners are when I'm their age, because I'm very a whole lot younger than
he's our baby.
Hey, than, now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira.
Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry.
And Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wiscountry 105.5.
There's a 0-0 game here between the River Kings and the Hudson Havoc. I'm Dylan Jimenez.
And I'm Henry Hunt.
And we will kick off the second period as the teams enter the ice. A good first period between both teams, both stellar goaltending, both stellar physicality from both teams. And the River Kings will start on the power play here as Jensen's chirping the River Kings goalie right now.
And I believe he's the one who caught the two-minute minor penalty at the end of the first period here. Yeah. So
I wouldn't be chirping anybody if I was going to the box. So, you know, we'll keep that up. Now, the second period is always harder for both teams as there's long changes. So elongated shifts for defensemen and forwards. You gotta be smart on your changes because you might accidentally get caught and give up some odd man rushes here.
And though there is a longer change, I do believe that the River Kings, I feel like we, as a team, the River Kings are going to come out stronger in the second period. They're scoring a lot more typically during the second, especially than the first. But we're going to see here.
Completely agree. Now, personally, I love the Hudson Havoc uniforms. They look like those old New Jersey Devils ones that just said Jersey. Now, I like them, but we'll get it going here at center ice. Power play for the River Kings. As Joel Textbook goes to take the opening faceoff, and he will win it back. Tuts gives it back to Bonin. Bonin will give it back to Hill. Hill will skate it up the right-hand wall. Gains the blue line, cuts, and pokes checks it behind the net, picked up by Texman. Texman will throw it back behind the net to Tuttich. Tuttich hit hard on the ball, on the wall, curls back, scans the ice, gives it to Texman, up to Bonin. Bonin to Hill. Hill to SJ, the comp. Over to Bonin. Bonin shoots, rips it. Glove saved by Johnson. He doesn't get all of it, and it'll chip out. Stop by Bonin. Throws it in the corner to Tuttich. Tuttich looks up Hill at the blue line. Hill over to Texmo. Texmo in front. Just missed by Lecomte, and it will be iced down into the River King zone. Aileen goes to pick it up behind the net with a forechecker, and he will give it to open ice, and Bonin will pick it up. Bonin gains the red line. Gains the blue line. Goes in. One dingle. Oh, and just poked wide by Jackson Schaefer. LeCompte picks it up in the center, and he will backhand it back into the Hudson D zone. Hudson will slap it all the way down on net into the River King zone. Picked up behind the net by Luke Hill. Stops, scans the ice, waits for his help. Given on the left-hand wall by Bryson. Bryson uses his speed into the zone. Looks, forehand deke, shoots. Good save by Johnson. He'll rim it back, and it is out of the zone. River Kings getting themselves out of position. Picked up by Chouse. Chouse cross ice over to Wilharm. Never mind to Coop. Coop takes it on the right-hand wall. Sauce pass into Wilharm. Oh, just misses the net. Atkins picks it up. Gives it back to Chouse. Chouse over to Bryson. He'll rip. Shoot. Oh, blocker saved by Johnson. Chouse chips it back, and he doesn't get everything on it. Picked up here by Page. Good D by Bryson. Diving poke check. And a shot back is missed. Shot by Lawlin. And it will be outside of the net in the River King zone. Good power play by the River Kings, but the penalty ends just at the perfect time and a close chance for Hudson. But great defense from Jake Bryson, getting back and diving for it. D-zone draw by Chemi, lost. Up to Schaefer. Schaefer shot, saved by Ayling. Chipped around the net. Whitehead goes to pick it up. Hit. Page picks it up in the corner. Myers gives it up to LaViska. LaViska over to Schaefer. Schaefer looks, shoots. Stick save by Ayling as it goes back into the net. Great save there.
Yeah, lots of action here early. I think Ayling's been able to find angles on this puck so far, but at the end of that power play for the River Kings at the beginning of the period, Johnson was struggling to see that, and I think one of them glanced off his blocker that he couldn't fully read.
Puck behind the net from Whitehead to Beauchamp. Upton picks it up on the right-hand wall. Looks center. Just missed to Atkins. Atkins races for the puck and is dumped back down into the River King zone by LaViska. Beauchamp will meet Miller on the right-hand wall. Picked up behind the net by Whitehead, who gives it to Chemi, who will chip it to a Hudson player. Dahl will give it back up to Luxor, who chips it down back the wall. Big hit by Beauchamp as he levels. Neutral zone, Atkins on the left-hand wall. He will take it strong to the net. And a save by Johnson. Atkins is really well at driving the net. He uses all 210 pounds of him. And being a shorter guy, that just gives him the lower center of gravity to be able to just get around usually all defensemen. He just uses all of his strength there.
Yeah, he can just barrel through players, and he drives the net there, but a great save by Johnson right out front. Very close.
D-zone draw for Havoc. One by Chemi. Shot by Chouse on the blue line. And Chouse is out here playing laser tag with Johnson. Chemi face off here. One by Chemi again. And he will go pick it up, give it to Atkins in the corner. Atkins looks, cycles it back down to Chemi. Chemi looks, and just deflected wide by Lawlin. Chouse at the blue line, rips it. Blocked by Luxford. Upton will come pick it up. He looks, chips it back up, picked up by Hill. Hill cross ice over to Chemi. We got a two-on-two here. Chemi makes one move. Decides to look for his options. Curls back. Dumps it down low to Upton in the left-hand corner. Atkins gets gritty and picks it back up. Chip. Jensen picks it up. Soft chip up the wall to Luxford as he chips it out. But Hill decides to dump it back in. And Jensen will go pick it up as we get a change from the River Kings. Stretch pass to Dahl on the left-hand side. Curls and he falls by himself. McNeish with Bagnol and Schweitzer. McNeish drop pass to Bagnol, who gets it net front, and good D from the Hudson Havoc. Bagnol picks it up on the right-hand half wall. Shot to the net. Just missed wide. Schweitzer in the left-hand corner. McNeish there gives it away. Gritty work from the River Kings here. Bagnol just falls. Schaefer decides to use his skill. Falls there. Good forecheck from the River Kings. Bonin picks up at the half wall. Tries to get it deep, but just missed here. Berkey looks right hand half wall. Good defense from Dubel to watch the body and not the puck. Schaefer, top of the circle, toe drag, shot. Oh, and just high of the net there. Laviska picks it up, looks, gives it down on the half wall to Burke.